The Bank of England says it will buy UK debt, and the markets, well, they roared. Could food prices be impacted by Hurricane Ian? And might Beyond Meat be beyond saving? Welcome to the Wednesday, September 28th edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and coming to you this week from Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Iowa. It's the site of the 2022 Iowa League of Cities annual event. Also in the news today, the price of a barrel of oil climbed. We'll share why. Amazon says it's a big nod to working from home. And you're about to meet Purple. We've got the Wall Street Report. And some folks on YouTube are all about success. Oh, and a fancy office. It's quite the story. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and once again, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, coming to you all week long from Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Iowa, the site of the 2022 Iowa League of Cities annual event. Why am I here? Well, because there's a lot of important people here, for crying out loud. Why not, right? Welcome. Oh, by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the Bank of England said on Wednesday that it would buy the debt of the United Kingdom on whatever scale is necessary to avoid a bond market crash. CNN is reporting, and we watched all day as Wall Street celebrated the news. So why did all of this happen? Well, the Bank of England announced its bond buying plans after sweeping tax cuts announced last week by the government of new Prime Minister Liz Truss sparked a sell-off in the bond market. That news helped push U.S. bond rates sharply lower. The yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury bond briefly topped 4% Wednesday morning before pulling back to 3.7%. The earlier surge was the first time the yield moved above 4% threshold since April of 2010, and the highest level for the 10-year since October of 2008. So why does all that matter? Well, the 10-year Treasury yield is important for consumers and businesses since it impacts how much interest rates banks charge for various types of loans, most notably mortgages. The dramatic spike has helped push the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage above 6% for the first time since 2008. Economic turmoil in the UK and Europe have also caused the value of both the British pound and the euro to fall dramatically when compared to the US dollar. Dollar strength, by the way, typically coincides with higher bond rates as well. Meanwhile, Wall Street had a big day, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Hurricane Ian made landfall Wednesday afternoon, impacting Fort Myers and as far north as Tampa Bay. Now there are concerns that not only will property damage go into the billions of dollars, the storm may also further impact grocery prices. Already, orange juice concentrate prices have climbed. Florida is a leading citrus producer, including oranges and grapefruit. At least 75% of the Florida citrus belt is under threat of heavy flooding rains over the next 36 hours, according to satellite imagery provider Maxar Technologies. Maxar's weather desk finds that at least a third of the groves are likely to see some wind damage, mostly in the northwestern portion of the citrus belt. CNN is reporting that orange juice futures are up by almost 30% so far this year, and the timing of the storm is difficult for farmers in Florida as citrus crops are nearing harvest season. Citrus production was already under significant pressure even before the hurricane. Back in July, the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated U.S. production of oranges would drop by 13% to the lowest level in 55 years because of the drought in California and citrus greening in Florida. Now, citrus greening is a disease that causes trees to produce less fruit that is smaller in size, and as a result, juice producers have to use more oranges per bottle, and that raises their cost, and guess what? That's a price hike to you and I, the consumer. It wasn't that long ago that Beyond Meat was enjoying record sales and profits. It seemed like every week saw yet another restaurant chain adopt the plant-based meat into their menu. Perhaps most famously, the dust-up that was created when Cracker Barrel made public it was adding plant-based sausage to its menu. Well, that didn't go over very well, and some folks who were then calling for a boycott of the chain because they said Cracker Barrel had become too woke. But recently, Beyond Meat is having trouble gaining more traction, and there are concerns that it's grown as much as it can, and that has impacted the company's stock. CNN is reporting that shares of Beyond Meat were about $16 a share on Wednesday. That's down by more than 75% this year, near an all-time low, and well below the peak price of, get this, remember this? When Beyond Meat came out in 2019, it was demanding $235 a share. So is the plant-based food craze a fad that's already over? Not exactly. Companies like Beyond Meat rival Impossible and plant-based producer Oatly. They're still doing big deals with supermarket chains and restaurants to get their products on store shelves and in menus. Beyond Meat recently announced a recent partnership with Taco Bell. The Yum! Brands owned Mexican fast food chain will be selling quesadillas featuring Beyond's plant-based carne asada steak. But the company's most recent earnings call was not so good. Beyond Meat CEO Ethan Brown conceded that the company and the industry does face some challenges. One of those challenges is, like everybody else, inflation. Another is that some in the public believe going with plant-based meat is a woke thing to do. It's a clarion call among some, think Cracker Barrel folks, that the company is not truly a red-blooded American company, and that, too, will hurt sales. You got to ask the question, why is everything, including plant-based meat, political? Oil stocks on Wednesday rebounded big time. West Texas Intermediate crude ticked up by over $3.49 a barrel to settle near $82. That's in stark contrast to what's been going on over the past couple of weeks. So what is going on? Well, the Motley Fool is reporting that oil prices are getting a boost from government data and Hurricane Ian. The Energy Information Administration reported its weekly inventory, and it showed a 200,000-barrel buildup in oil stockpiles. Now, that's half of what analysts expected and well below the more than 1.1 million-barrel inventory increase of last week. It suggests that demand remains healthy. Meanwhile, oil producers in the Gulf of Mexico, including Chevron, shut down about 11% of the region's output ahead of Hurricane Ian. That will result in a temporary curtailment of about 190,000 barrels of oil per day. With less supply flowing into the country, inventory levels could be under pressure again next week. So what? Well, expect this to also impact gasoline prices yet again. In a nod to working from home, it's being reported that Amazon will close several call centers. Bloomberg News is reporting and citing people familiar with the move that the company is encouraging its consumer service employees at some call centers in the country to work from home in a move that would save money on real estate. Amazon is working with employees to make sure their transition to remote working is a seamless event, said a spokesman for the company, but did not comment on the planned closures of call centers. Well, this is shocking, sort of, anyway. If you remember, it wasn't that long ago that folks at M&M's got rid of the go-go boots worn by Green and replaced them with sneakers. Well, that caused a social media meltdown, and now the company is back with yet another change. Mars, the candy company, has added a new character to its lineup. You're going to meet Purple. She's Peanut, she sings, and she doesn't wear high heels. She does wear, however, lace-up boots. The Purple Peanut M&M is the first character in 10 years that's been added, according to the brand. According to Global Vice President of M&M's, there is one, her name is Jane Wang, Purple has been in the works for a very long time, for years, as a matter of fact. She said, quote, "This was about ensuring that the entire crew, the entire cast of Spokes Candies, were reflecting the world that we're living in," end quote. So what does that mean exactly? We don't know. Well, it was, as we indicated earlier, a big day on Wall Street, as the Dow gained a whopping 548 points to close at 29,683. The NASDAQ picked up 222 points to end the session at 11,051, and the S&P 500 put up 71 points to close at 3719. The rally was largely due in part to the Bank of England. All 11 S&P 500 sectors rose on the day, led by a 4.4% jump in energy and a 2.2% bump in communication services. And finally, there is this. I mean, who said that social media wouldn't create wealth for their creators? That's this story. YouTube creators Dude Perfect, that's Tony Tooney, Cody Jones, Gilbert Hilbert, and twins Kobe and Corey Cotton have revealed their next play. It's a $100 million trick shot town that will be the group's headquarters. Now, plans for the three-story facility include a 330-foot trick shot tower and space for restaurants and a museum. The lingering question is, where is it going to be built? Though Texas-based Dude Perfect says they'd love to be near their home. The creators, who launched their YouTube channel back in 2009, now have 58 million subscribers and 15 billion total views. So, wait, what do you mean you don't follow them? Come on, what's with that? And that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.